Welcome back to Simple and Scriptural with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church. We're working through our Getting Started series to help a new Christian know how to get started in the Christian walk. The question we have today is regarding temptations. What do I do when I'm tempted?
And you will be tempted, John. Everybody is tempted. Even people who've been Christians for 50 years are still tempted. Not everything about being a Christian is all going to be easy and happy. There are hard things, and temptation is still a reality for every Christian. We need to make sure that we're prepared for that. First of all, let's talk about what is temptation. Temptation is some persuasion to try to get you to do wrong or to stop you from doing something that's right. You might be tempted to stop your Bible reading. You might be tempted to cuss at someone. You might be tempted to lust after something on the internet that you shouldn't. These are temptations, and they will happen. The old you is still trying to assert itself and say, you know what, you're more used to me than you are the new you. But Jesus has promised that the new you is stronger, and the new man, as the Bible calls it. You're the new person in Christ, and so you're going to win. But some of the battles along the way, you're going to lose. And when you're tempted and you fall and you actually sin, one of the things you need to remember to do is pick yourself up. Don't avoid going around other believers. Be humble and honest and truthful and tell them that, yes, I sinned, and then confess your sins to God and know that He forgives you. He loved you. He knew you were going to fall. He knew all of that before you sinned, and He still promised to forgive you. But when you're being tempted, one of the things is, that's why we're going to talk about scripture memory and reading the Bible a lot, is you want to bring back to mind the things that God says in the Bible so that you can say, you know what, this temptation is not where the fun is. This temptation is not really going to help me. I'll be a better person if I walk away from this. I want to please Jesus. I want to do what's right. And so you learn to think God's thoughts and say no and kind of see through the temptation. So you really need the Bible to help you with temptation. You also want to learn to memorize some scripture, and we're going to talk about that too, so you can quote the scripture. That's what Jesus did when He was tempted, and He was able to get rid of the devil because of that. Speaking of the devil is around there, and you can't see him, smell him, hear him, but he is there. And some of the temptations will come through other people, and he kind of gets his message across. He hates God. He doesn't like the fact that you have a new life. He wants to stop you in your tracks. He hates Christians. He hates people who follow God. And so he's going to be out to try to get a message to you also to discourage you. But the main thing when you're tempted is know that you can resist the temptation. You can make a right choice. You need to know God's word so you can make that right choice. But if you do fall, it's not that you've lost your salvation. It's not that you're no longer a Christian. Don't let the devil play with your mind in that. Just confess your sins and trust in His wonderful love and grace and mercy, because He still does love you.
Thank you, Pastor Leake. What a sobering and helpful discussion of temptations and trials in the Christian life. Join us again for more answers to how to get started in the Christian life here at Simple and Scriptural on hopebiblechurch.org.